Rosie at the Solid Rock Foundation. You may know it as Alice Cooper's ministry to the youth of the Phoenix metro area. Alice, you've been a community giver for a long time. Can't thank you enough. Tell us a little bit about Solid Rock, and then I want to talk chocolate milk.
Okay. Because when I think of Alice Cooper, I think chocolate milk. The idea behind this whole thing, I grew up in Phoenix, and I've been here 50 years. And I have seen the growing problem on the street. Teenagers have a tendency, if they have too much time on their hand, to get a lot of trouble. If they're playing guitar, bass, drums, anything like that, we said, why don't we provide that? Give them a chance to pick up a guitar or to go into dance and learn how to dance or to learn how to this and this. So basically, we're giving them an opportunity they never had before. And what that does is it dissuades them from what's going on the street, which, you know, is not always good. So come on in and find your talent. So kids come in here and they just go, I don't know, I'll pick up a guitar. And all of a sudden they go, oh, wait a minute, I can play three chords. And I tell them, well, you can play any Ramones song then, you know. Or AC/DC. You've learned two more chords, you got AC/DC. And honestly, if they can't do that, they go to bass or they go to drums. And all of a sudden they go, ooh, I like that. Now they get addicted to that rather than what's on the road, on the street. And it could be dance, it could be art, it could be this, it could be communications, it could be photography, it could be anything. But come on in and find your talent and we'll nurture it for you.
And it's a no-cost facility for the teen. How do you fund this thing?
Well, that's the idea. We wanted to make it free. And we get every kind of kid in here. We get, you know, we say everybody's welcome, 13 to 20. Everybody is welcome. We don't care what your religion, your race, your creed, whatever you are welcome. And the only way that we do fund it is, of course, we get a lot of donations from people, but we have the golf tournament, which does very well for us. Now, this year we couldn't, but all of a sudden we got the milk bottle, and all of a sudden this becomes an explosion. People are buying these and collecting them, and it just turned into something that's now become a lifesaver for us. They're an Arizona company. We support anything Arizona, you know that. And what I love about it is this, is that the bottle is not a carton. It's collectible. It's something that you keep. You can sign it. You can put it on a thing. And it's all American. It's got an all-American kind of feel to it.
Now, Kevin, there's going to be global demand. How are you going to ship chocolate milk around the world?
Well, we're not going to ship chocolate milk, but we're going to, like you said, it's a collectible, so we're going to ship empty bottles around the world, and that's going to be available at DanzeisenDairyCooper.com. You'll be able to go and order it, and then, you know, have the proceeds of those bottles that we ship out will come here to the teen center, so the whole goal is to raise as much money as we possibly can.
Well, what a great way to do it. Who would know chocolate milk would ever fund an event like this? And I go ahead.
The incredible thing is, it's the best chocolate milk you've ever tasted. I have never had one person that opened it up went, this is the best chocolate milk I've ever had in my life. So, I mean, on top of it being collectible, you don't want it to go away because it's the best chocolate milk you've ever tasted.
Now, while we're all sitting around the table here, Miss Cheryl, Alice, Kevin, Melanie, Rosie would like to ask Alice a personal favor. I've been working on his parents, Clayton and Gail, for years to make whole butter milk. Now, Miss Cheryl, couldn't we come up with a morning breakfast buttermilk biscuit recipe that would just be killer?
That would be amazing. That would be, and also salad dressing. You can't make great salad dressing without buttermilk.
Yeah.
Little salt, pepper, buttermilk.
My dad, when I was a kid, my dad used to get ice cold buttermilk, put salt and pepper on it. This is a Detroit thing. And it was the most tasty thing I've ever had in my life. And I remember the glasses would always have the, you know, the streaks going down from the butter. And it was real buttermilk. And, you know, I wouldn't drink it now because of,
but you'd eat a buttermilk biscuit or a buttermilk pancake. Yeah. Alice, I know you don't remember. Cheryl, I don't know if you remember. But I built your second story edition back in the 90s. And I understand that may have to be remodeled into a nursery for grandchildren now. You can get that nursery done if you can talk them into creating some whole buttermilk. Is that a deal?
Baby bottles. Glass baby bottles, right? With my picture on it, or the picture of Desiree on it, our little, yeah, you know. No, that's not a bad idea, though. Glass baby bottles.
Amen. Well, Alice, Michelle, thank y'all so much for taking this time. Thank you for all y'all do in the community. And we'll be looking forward to getting the golf tournament back going in sometime in the near future.
And the pudding.
Is so far, the Christmas pudding is still going to be what it is. It's going to be a live show at the Celebrity Theater. And unless they make us change it. If they make us change it, then we'll go virtual. But we're going to have it.
Fantastic. Thanks a million, y'all.